streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse, Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, all included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite content in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff. Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Transport yourself back in time and explore the fascinating and harrowing story of the Titanic's maiden voyage. Now open at Cosi. Don't miss Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition. This epic exhibit features over 200 authentic artifacts recovered from the ocean floor. Discover poignant passenger and crew accounts and majestic recreated interiors, including the iconic Titanic Grand Staircase. Tickets for Titanic, the Artifact Exhibition are on sale now. Book your voyage at Cosi.org.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Eric Mangini, Fox Sports analyst, Browns Jets head coach, three rings while with the Patriots, now joining us live. You know, you coached under Belichick and Parcells, big, strong personalities, some Jim Harbaugh mixed in there. And you are old enough to remember, obviously, John Madden as a broadcaster. I'm a few years older than you. I remember those 70s Raiders teams so well, Eric. They were just a bunch of characters. But it's interesting, Eric, he was able to get these big, strong personalities to play as a unit. And I was always like, my theory was always he had very few rules. Show up on time, let me coach you, play hard. And, I mean, did you ever sense, was Madden ever in discussions, you know, when you broke into the league, or did you know people that knew him well or were influenced by him?
Well, I thought about Madden a lot when I got my head coaching job. I got my head coaching job at 34. He got his head coaching job at 32. And I think about how hard it is to be a first-time head coach, how hard it is to be a young first-time head coach, where some of the guys aren't very much younger than you. And sometimes you have some guys that are actually older than you. And he was able to do that at his age with the gigantic personalities. And you're forgetting the biggest personality of all, which is Al Davis. Al Davis was the original owner, hands-on owner, and, yeah, and he was about as hands-on as you get. And that's a really hard space to navigate through. So for him to win over 100 games, to win a Super Bowl, to do what he did, it's incredible. And for me, Colin, I think about John Madden, and I think about watching football with my dad and my brothers. And my brother was a big Raiders fan, and my dad used to talk about just what a difference John Madden made to the broadcast when he came into that role, and how he explained the game, and he was always teaching. And I appreciate that so much more now than I did then. But I just remember those times with my dad and how much he loved him and what a big part of my childhood he was.
You know, I was saying this to Joy earlier. I think Aaron Rodgers stays and Russell Wilson stays. And this has always been, the NFL's always been a little bit of a copycat league. But here's a prime example. So Detroit lets Matt Stafford go. And they get a Super Bowl quarterback in return. For two firsts, you know they're going to be late firsts and a late third. And a late first-round pick is not an early first-round pick. It's a second-round talent you're paying a first-round, you know, amount to. And Matt Stafford, in year one, losing Robert Woods and losing Cam Akers, is going to finish with double Jared Goff's touchdown passes and four times the amount of big games, three touchdown passes or more. And I look at that and I think, they stole him for two late firsts and a third. And I think if I was Pete Carroll, if I was John Snyder, if I was the Packers, if I was the Raiders, there's no way I'm moving a quarterback. I mean, it's when you look at the Stafford thing, when it first happened, was your first thought, what are the Lions doing? Or was it, is Matt going to work? I mean, your idea about moving quarterbacks.
Well, Stafford's interesting because he had all those years in Detroit, and there were a lot of different head coaches, and they could never win on a consistent basis. And you make the trade they do. Look, Matt's got a lot of great qualities, but he's never won a playoff game.
Yeah.
He's 0-3 in the three playoff games. So we don't really know what he's going to be like in that environment. So, yeah, you do get double the touchdown production, and that's great. But in terms of stealing it, I don't know if you can say that. You're losing young guys with 5 years of cheap labor as a first-round draft pick to get Stafford. He's got to pay significant dividends to me in the playoffs. He's got to be a difference maker in the playoffs for us to be able to say that. And really, Tampa Bay is the one who did the stealing when they stole Tom Brady. And they set the stage for this because they got their quarterback for nothing. So he's got to pay off big in the playoffs for me to say, yeah, this was a great decision. But he does give you some incredible upside. Hopefully it can translate past the regular season, which it hasn't been able to do over the course of his career.
So when it's interesting about this, the Titans and the Bills are now getting healthier. Here they come. The Bucs are getting beat up. Take me to coaching the Browns, the Jets, and being part of the Patriots. We forget sometimes this is a league of attrition. I remember years ago, this was the Giants upset the Patriots for the first time. And I remember this. Before that Super Bowl, I was back in Connecticut, in your hometown, West Hartford. And I went to the store to get a six-pack because I had a buddy coming over. And I remember turning on Bob Papa was the voice of the Giants. And I was listening to Bob Papa, I think it was like FAN in New York, driving back. And Bob Papa said something. He goes, look at how healthy we are. He goes, the entire roster, we're missing one special teams gunner today. And I remember thinking, Patriots are a little scuffed up. I'm like, last year, all Tampa guys got healthy. Kansas City fell apart. So I look at Buffalo getting healthy and Tennessee getting healthy and the Rams getting healthy and Tampa not. And in your world, we don't talk about that momentum. We think you were good in week 11. You're good in week 16. But it's not, right?
It's not. It's not. Look, the first year we won the Super Bowl, we're 5-5 through 10 games. And then we go on this streak, and we're red hot going in the playoffs. We're hot going in the playoffs. We shouldn't have beaten the teams we've beaten necessarily, but we peaked at the right time. We were healthy at the right times. There's going to be a team over the next 2 weeks that has a major impact player hurt that's going to dramatically change the way things look going into the playoffs. And we see it all the time. What was it? Wasn't it the Raiders that lost Derek Carr right before the playoffs when he was having his MVP type season? And there's going to be some game changing things that happen. And maybe it's a guy that comes back off of IR, but it's having the momentum as you go into the playoffs and also being on the healthy side, as opposed to limping into the playoffs where you're trying to survive, because the intensity that ratchets up dramatically from the regular season to the playoffs.
So I was thinking about the Steelers obviously are going to move off Ben, right? They don't have much of a succession plan. Pittsburgh doesn't fire coaches. So Mike Tomlin's in no
There's urgency to win, but his job doesn't depend on it. And I think to myself, does that change how Pittsburgh looks at this? If I was a coach and I was in year three of a four-year deal and I just missed the playoffs, I'd want to go out and spend some money and get a quarterback. But Tomlin doesn't have that burden or pressure. Do you think Pittsburgh goes to the draft and is patient, or do you think they go big and try to get a Carr or a Rodgers?
Well, the great thing about Pittsburgh is their patience, is their consistency over time, and it's helped them. But they're going to be in a world that they haven't been in a long time. When you lose a franchise quarterback, things change dramatically. Look what happened in New England last year. Look at what the Saints are dealing with. It's so hard when you don't have that guy, and they've had Ben at such a good level for such a long time. Maybe they take a year and they are patient, but you go through a down year and you go through that life without that guy, and it changes your decision making pretty quickly. I would say they're going to start patient and look, if they experience what New England experiences, maybe they go on a spending spree like New England did this offseason trying to get it right again. New Orleans, they're going to have to try to figure out something too. Because life after a legend is a totally different equation.
You know, you live in Cleveland. I thought about this morning. There was a story. Emily Baker Mayfield's wife came out and said lies, deception, and some death threats. And I thought, okay, this is obviously over the line. This is disappointing. But Eric, I did think about this. Baker Mayfield has trade value. Sam Darnold got a second chance. Goff did. Jameis Winston. Kirk Cousins got huge money. Baker Mayfield, in a league where nine teams don't have a quarterback and a weak draft, you could move Baker. He's got talent. You can make an argument if you're his agent. He's hurt. They were 3-1 when he was healthy. They were winning. We know. Baker can get a second. Almost everybody gets a second chance. He'll get a second chance. I mean, Carson Wentz did. He couldn't stay healthy, and he was wildly expensive. Baker's not. And when I saw that story today, here was my takeaway. It's unfortunate and over the line. But it almost could give the teams a break. Cleveland could say, man, it's gotten toxic. It's unfortunate. This is unfair to Baker. We're going to move him. This is unfair. Baker could go and say, okay, now my wife doesn't feel safe. This is not acceptable. And he'd be right, by the way. Death threats are way over the line. And I thought to myself, is this the moment where maybe it's a clean break at the end of the season? Baker gets a second chance. He'll get it. Heck, he could end up Sean Payton. I mean, and Cleveland maybe thinks to themselves, you know what? It's been really toxic. It's gotten to an ugly point. So that was my takeaway when I saw that story. Am I overreacting, or is stuff like that potential possible?
Well, Colin, I lived through when the Browns announced the move to Baltimore, and I was here for that when we had riot police in the locker or the locker room area in case there was a riot at the game and they were throwing M80s. On the field, and they were protesting outside of the building. And it can get nerve-wracking, and the fan bases are passionate. In terms of this being the time for a clean break, I don't think it is. He's cheap next season in his fifth-year option. It's more than they've had to pay him, but it's still cheap. And unless you have a viable alternative that's as good or better, then you can't move on from the quarterback position. And they could play him under the fifth year option next year and then franchise him the year after that, and really franchise him the year after that and pay as they go until they figure out whether or not he's the guy. He is dealing with the injury. They've had injuries to Kareem Hunt. They've had injuries to the offensive line. I think you got to wait and see and come back next year and see what options you have. You can't make this move right now, and he's cheap. He's cheap comparatively to what else is out there.
Yeah, no. Good stuff. Good answer. Eric, great seeing you, and New Year's around the corner, my friend, and I got a flat tire last night, and you weren't there to help me. I went to dinner.
I would have loved to.
You know, I went to dinner by myself. If you'd have been in the car, we'd have maybe been able to lift the thing up and put the tire on, but me solo, no shot. Call the tow truck. Good seeing you, Coach.
Have a great new year. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it, $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
For the past 30 years, Care Heating and Cooling put you first. You are the reason they are open 7 days a week. You are why they make it easy to schedule service at careheatingandcooling.com. Concern for your safety is why they check every gas furnace for carbon monoxide. It's because of you that their technicians are paid to fix your furnace and air conditioner, not sell you a new one. And if you do need a new furnace, their team will make sure you get exactly what you need at a cost that fits your budget. Care Heating and Cooling is committed to doing business right. Call them at 1-800-COOLING when you need a company you can trust.
A bold approach to engineering. At Bowling Green State University, our engineering degrees fuse the science of traditional engineering with technology and hands-on skills. This combination is what employers are looking for in the up-and-coming fields of robotics, advanced manufacturing, and systems engineering. It's why our graduates find jobs and why BGSU stands out. Don't just get a degree. Secure your future at BGSU.
Transform your tax refund into clear, comfortable vision thanks to LASIK. Make yourself and your vision a priority. Act now to gain freedom from glasses and contacts. Start enjoying the benefits of LASIK almost immediately after this safe and quick procedure. Take the first step. Schedule a complimentary LASIK consultation with the experts at Revision LASIK and Cataract Surgery. Learn more about LASIK at revisioneyes.com.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Joy Taylor with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is The Herd Line News.
My car did not have a spare. I did not know that until last night.
Do you know how to change a tire?
Oh, I've done it before, yeah.
Yeah?
I mean, it ain't great, but, you know. Listen. When you grow up, I grew up with no fast food in my town. There was a gas station, but there are no Jiffy Lubes where I grew up. You had to have some ability to do this stuff. Now, I will admit my wife's probably better. She's a Michigan girl from Detroit.
Right.
So when it comes to cars, my wife can open the hood and,
fix stuff.
The carburetor. She knows where it's at.
I know nothing about cars. I am that stereotypical woman that goes to the car shop and I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, my wife buys all our cars.
Yeah.
Oh, she is and I'm not joking when I say this, marry somebody from Michigan and preferably Detroit and you'll never have to worry about car problems again. She will lecture me on how. This morning I told her about the tire. You know what she said to me? I'm gonna look this up on the phone. Do this. This is my wife.
I'm a raging feminist, except for everything that includes taking the garbage out and doing anything with the car. I'm offended. I have to put air in my tires.
She told me this morning that I didn't have the right tire, and she gave me a term for a tire. And when I called my dealer, he used the same term. And I'm like, what's going on here? She talks car dealer-esque. She had like tire pressure. I'm like, what is going on? She uses like dealership and mechanic terms.
I'm completely useless. So Mac Jones didn't look like a rookie when the Patriots went on a 7-game winning streak and took control of the AFC East. However, the last two games, not been so great. And Josh McDaniels says he's not worried about him.
He's doing fine. No concern on that. You know, each rookie kind of handles that differently. There's always a stretch during the course of the middle of the season that's a little bit new to them. Because when you count the preseason, preseason work starting in July, you know, usually that happens somewhere, you know, towards the end of October, the middle of November, somewhere in there. But he's gotten through that.
He's talking about Mac Jones hitting a rookie wall. So his first 13 games was 9-4, 70.3 completion percentage, 16 touchdowns, 8 interceptions with a 97 passer rating. Last two games has been a significant fall off. Obviously, 0-2.
He's been trailing in those games, and that's a whole different ballgame.
Well, this was my question about Mac Jones and the frenzy that was circling around him during that win streak. I do think when you go on a significant win streak, you deserve some credit for what you're doing.
Tua. Like Tua.
Yeah, like you... It's hard to win games in this league. You see teams not able to do it every single week.
That's right.
It's commendable, and you deserve some respect and, you know, whatever for winning those games. But when it comes, you have to put it in the perspective of the macro sense of what the expectations are for the team. Talking about Mac Jones taking the Patriots to a Super Bowl, as juicy and delicious as that content for that week would be, is a bit of a fantasy because of this. Like, it's unprecedented for a rookie to be able to do that because you are going to have to play in games where you're dealing with things that you've never seen before and you might have to play from behind.
Think about the Patrick Mahomes Super Bowl year. He trailed He trailed 24-0 in a playoff game. If I told you Mac Jones and Tua trailed 24-0 in a playoff game, it could be 2 minutes into the game, which is impossible. It would be over. That's why I tell people, Tebow won 7 straight games. Mac did, Tua did. But there's a way and a formula to win with Tua, Mac, and Tebow. And I think Mac is better than Tua, and they're both better than Tebow. But there is a formula for certain players. There is none for Josh Allen. Right. There is none for Mahomes. I don't think there is one for Herbert, Aaron Rodgers. As good as Dak is, I think there's sometimes a formula. He needs a strong running game. But by and large, the formula is for about 90% of this league. There's maybe 7 to 8 people. There's no formula. So we have to be honest about it. Mac and Tua are closer to the norm than they are bad. They're kind of closer to the norm.
And both teams are kind of built the same way and kind of win the same way.
Oh, I think Miami is New England light. Absolutely.
And that's my only concern about quarterbacks that you can win with. And what the ceiling conversation is. Like, when we talk about ceilings, that's why this matters. That you can win games, you can be consistent, you can even win playoff games, but are you going to be able to, are you the confetti guy? Do you have something special about you that you can tap into that can win those big games and get your team to the championship, which is what everyone is playing for? Now, I'm not going to be hysterical here. I do think Mac will be fine, but
yeah, so do I.
They have fallen behind the Bills with 2 weeks left in the regular season. They're 9-6 behind the Bills, currently in the wild card spot in the AFC. They do have the Jags and the Dolphins to finish the season out. They're 15.5 point favorites over Jacksonville, as they showed, which is probably a good game for Mac to get back on track before what will be a very big game in Miami to finish the season.
I was just thinking about this. Could you define quarterbacks by this? Is Tua and Mac good enough to win a playoff game? Yes, at home with good defense. The question becomes, are they good enough to win 2 playoff games? And that's a big leap. I always say, the Colts with Andrew Luck got to the AFC Championship. But the difference between winning a conference championship and then winning the Super Bowl, those are the 2 toughest games of the year. So as great as Green Bay was last several years getting the conference championships, they got boxed those years they played like San Francisco. So I think we both admit you could win a playoff game with Tua and Mac Jones. But if you had to go to a second one, you fall behind. There is such a gap in this league between...
I don't even know that Mac and Tua are the ones that I would put in that category because they're such young quarterbacks. Like, we don't even know. We think we can win multiple games with someone like Justin Herbert, but... Like, they got to make the playoffs.
Right.
Like, Joe Burrow's spectacular. They still have things to prove in this league a lot. We're seeing the potential rising with those guys.
Yeah.
That's more of a question for guys like Baker Mayfield, guys like Kirk Cousins, like guys who are we know what they are.
So I don't see Kirk Cousins, in my opinion, as a 2 playoff win quarterback.
Then you're in trouble. That's the question. Like, with Tua and with Mac, with all these young guys, we don't know what they could become. We're projecting on what their ceilings could be, but what can they become and what can they grow into? And can they grow into someone who can win multiple playoff games? So COVID's been ravaging all these leagues right now, as we know, and Nick Sirianni is taking every precaution he can to try and be safe with his quarterbacks.
Yes, the quarterbacks will be in separate rooms, and we're going to do. We're going to be even more safe with them being in separate rooms. I talked to a couple other head coaches and tried to figure out what they're doing, because we all know we're going to need to win this game this week. We're going to need all hands on deck, and so what is the best course of action? And obviously, I'm talking to our doctors and our trainers to figure out the best course of attack.
The quarterback meetings are now entirely virtual. This is smart, obviously. We just saw Washington. Like, there's a lot of teams who have had the Saints had multiple positions out because they're in rooms together when they're doing their meetings. So they're virtual, but also keeping them apart. And the offensive play callers are in separate rooms. They'll all attend practices. But the Eagles currently have 8 players on the COVID-19 list. They're 8-7, hold a wild card spot in the NFC. Their last 2 games are Sunday at Washington and then against the Cowboys to finish the season. They're 3.5-point favorites against Washington, according to Fox Bet. So it's, there's only 2 weeks left in the season, but all these games are massive.
Massive.
Must-watch games. So last night, LeBron started at center for the first time and finished with a triple-double. Lakers win 132-123 over the Rockets.
Malik Monk can really jump. I watched about half this game. I mean, Houston's awful.
Right.
I hope they don't trade him. He's one of the few young legs on the roster.
They need some youth. He also accomplished another feat, LeBron did. He became the third player in NBA history to reach 36,000 points. He's just behind Kareem with 38,387 and Karl Malone 36,928. Carmelo's the next closest active player at 27,844. So he's become the youngest player to reach each 1,000-point milestone. He's really having an incredible season. Talked about it earlier with Nick Wright, and he put it really in great perspective, just how astonishing it is what LeBron's doing.
Look at that scoring list, Joy. It's really interesting. A lot of unique scorers. So Kareem's the all-time leading scorer. He had the most unstoppable shot in league history, and he aged incredibly well. He played for 20 years. So he had the unstoppable shot. Karl Malone had the perfect teammate, John Stockton, to feed him. LeBron is the Swiss Army knife. More of a passer at times than a scorer, but yet he's third. Kobe and Michael are the ultimate scorer first. And then you get into Dirk is the sort of quirky European play forever, not win a ton of big games, either get a title. Then you get Wilt was the flaky all-time talent.
Shaq, the most dominant.
Shaq, the most dominant physical presence in 25 years. Carmelo, an ISO individual player without much team success. Everybody else in that list seems to have more. And then when I think of Moses Malone, I think of rebounding. He, scored everything within 4 feet. So, Kobe and Michael had a lot of similarities the way they played. But outside of that, what's fascinating is there's so many different ways to do it. There is the sky hook. There is Malone scored so many due to Stockton. There is, Carmelo has sort of got his game. It's one side of the floor. There's the physical presence of Shaq. It's the European. It's the this kid, that kid.
It's a very diverse list.
Very diverse list. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Live
News. It is interesting when I look at that list, I followed it enough, we all have, but the Carmelo Anthony, I would not have guessed that, because if you look at almost all of these, Moses Malone won a lot, Shaq won a lot, Wilt won, Dirk got a title, Michael Kobe, obviously, LeBron. Karl Malone didn't win a title, but the Jazz were great for almost every game he played there. The one guy that didn't win is Carmelo. And there, if you took the average fan and said, guess the top 10, they'd probably get about 7 of them. But there are other people, I would think D. Wade would be way up there. Because he just played for so long and gave me 22 points so many games. It's interesting who's in there, who's not. I would have guessed Carmelo's really an outlier. He's the one guy that didn't have a ton of team success.
I wonder where Steph Curry will end up finishing on this
list.
That's
a great point. Where is Steph now? That's a great question. Steph, to me, feels like he'll end up in that top 10.
Yeah.
Of course, he's got the math advantage. He gets an extra point for his makes.
Well, yeah. But that's what's interesting about this list is how diverse of it, the players, the type of players is on
so
it.
So he's 56 on the list, you're telling me? He's got a way to go. But I bet you they're all jammed up from 56 to 30.
They're pretty close.
Yeah, that's an interesting list to me. Let me, you know, so the first guy, Steph, I think of, D. Wade, I think of. Who's just a, I'll tell you somebody that you didn't see play. This shows my age. Elvin Hayes. For 15 years, was unbelievable score in the NBA.
So Moses Malone is 10th, has 27,409. Wade is at 23,165, which feels about right.
Yeah.
Steph is at 19,321.
So he'll surpass him. Yes, yes. You know, for Steph, it's health.
Yes.
Yeah, if he can, you know, stay upright, he'll be right. All right. Faherty, founded by twin brothers. Family business to make the best looking clothes, backed by a lifetime guarantee of quality. For Herd listeners, go to FahertyBrand.com/Herd. FahertyBrand.com/Herd. And put in the code HERD20 to get 20% off.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of a campfire, or kids laughing on an adventure. To start planning your trip, visit tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Had Eric Shanks on today, the president. We'll put it on the podcast. President, CEO of Fox Sports. And Nick Wright was on earlier today. Now, Nick is 20 years younger than me, so he didn't see Madden the coach, and he doesn't remember those old classic rebellious Raider teams I watched. They were fun. It was a late window. It was Joy's Steelers. It was the Raiders out west. You had the Steel City. You had the swashbuckling Raiders, and then you had Miami and Shula. And I swear that was every Sunday there was a big game, and one of those teams, if not playing each other, they were playing somebody big. And Nick Wright, though, has some memories on John Madden, who passed this week.
I think he's the greatest color commentator in sports history, not just NFL history, because his enthusiasm truly transcended the screen, and his ability to teach without making you feel like you were being taught. There is a direct line between the younger coaches in this league being more of go for it guys, better understanding clock management, and the fact that they are the first generation of coaches that played the video game, that played Madden. Of the last 50 years, there is no single human being more directly responsible for the growth and popularity of football than John Madden.
Yeah, it really is profound. Is just think of how, you know, Charles Barkley's obviously possible. What if he had a video game and like Y2K or whatever it's called? What is that? What's that?
NBA 2K.
NBA 2K. Sorry, Y2K. NBA 2K. That was Barkley's. And that was all Barkley. And I mean, that's coach, broadcaster, video game star, and then basically anybody in the business of coaching or executives in television have been on the phone with John since he retired for the last 15 years. That's the kind of influence he had. Eric Shanks, a TV guy, said, yeah, he taught me about TV all the time.
He's the definition of what a legacy is.
Yeah.
It's touching multiple generations, being able to use your knowledge and passion to influence young people, older people, coaches, players, fans, all in the same way, all with the same energy. It's really powerful.
Y2K, by the way.
What a disaster.
Yeah, that
what
was...
What a disaster.
Remember that?
Oh, my God. We had cans and water and...
People said your cars were going to stop on the freeway.
I was like, why wouldn't the computers just reset? Can someone explain that to me? Which is exactly what they did.
Speak for yourself.